How the Animals Dealt with a Lion. In the desert, a traveling group of Bedouins made their way through the sands. Behind them, a few animals lingered: a rooster with faded feathers, an old donkey, an ill ram, and a mangy greyhound. These animals were not strong enough to travel with the group, so they were left behind. The little group of animals formed their own little band and promised to watch out for each other. Eventually, the little band discovered an oasis. There the group made their home. It was the perfect place for animals that needed a rest. There was fresh water, and abundant fruits hung from the trees. Grasses and other plants grew near the water. There was even a grain silo full of grain. The rooster, the donkey, the ram, and the greyhound made a home for themselves and lived joyfully. In this perfect place, the animals all grew strong. The rooster could walk and crow as loud as ever, and its feathers glowed like silk and sunshine. The donkey could jump and bray as he could when he was a colt. The ram was now as strong and spry as a young lamb. The greyhound's mange cleared up, and her fur was soft and shiny. Everything was perfect. Life was so good that the donkey couldn't contain himself. He started to express his joy by jumping around, dancing, and braying as loudly as he could. "Be careful, donkey. We don't want to attract lions," the rooster reminded him. But the donkey couldn't help himself. Sure enough, the donkey's dancing, capering, and braying attracted a lion. The donkey stopped his celebration and frantically tried to come up with a plan. "Sir, I see that my fate has been written," the donkey began. "I beg you to do me a favor of not eating me without my friends. You see, we promised to stick together." "Fine, fine," the lion said. "Lead the way." He was happy at the thought of more animals to eat. The donkey led the lion to the houses he and the others had built. The other animals saw them coming and made a plan. "This is the rooster, the ram, and the greyhound," the donkey introduced his friends. "The king of the jungle," the greyhound exclaimed. "He can't sit on the ground. Get him a cushion." "Yes," said the lion. "I should have a cushion because I am the king." The rooster went into his house. He came out carrying a cushion he and the others had made from palm fronds. "That won't do," said the ram. "A king must have a better cushion." "Yes, get me a better cushion," the lion demanded. The rooster went back to his house and returned with the same cushion. "No, no," said the greyhound. "Still not good enough." "No, I am king after all," the lion reminded them. The rooster went back into his house and returned with the same cushion. It went on like this for quite a while. Finally, the lion lost interest. Exasperated and annoyed, he left the oasis. He could get an easier meal elsewhere. The animals were safe again. "That is how you handle the king," the ram crowed.